Showtime.
Yeah, showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har ha.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, coming to you from the Bradshaw and Bryan and Smart Start MN Studios. We are joined in studio by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, and, well, you're a special guest, but also a special guest, Walter Hudson, running for the State House of Representatives in Jeff's district. And somehow you got into my district with redistricting, because I had Marion O'Neill, and now I think I'm Rockford Township, and that is under your...
Absolutely.
So explain to me, did someone have that district? It's not a newly created one, so that are you not running against an incumbent?
Yeah, I'm not running against an incumbent. I don't know how deep into the details you want to get, but basically your area, Rockford Township, used to be represented by Joe McDonald. It has now been drawn into the district that would be represented by Eric Lucero, if not for the fact that
he's running for the Senate.
Correct.
See, I thought Marion O'Neill the whole time was mine, because everything I get is Buffalo. You know, my mailing address is
right.
Buffalo.
Yep.
Everyone, I just call it Buffalo when I fill something out. But
sure,
technically, we are Rockford Township. Well, welcome to my district, or I'll welcome myself to yours. And you have been involved in politics. I was on the city council in Orono for 8 years. You've been on Albertville City Council how long?
Yes. For 3 terms, non-consecutive, so I've been off and on.
Okay. So, well, basically almost 12 years then, right?
Or 12. It's less than that, probably closer to 10.
You know what's funny? I've had 3 people running for governor. I had Michelle Benson, Paul Gazelka, and Jensen. I said Jensen, yes. Scott Jensen, Gazelka, and Bachman. And Amy Koch is in with me every Tuesday. And in your case, too, amazingly, I've held elected office longer than anyone I've had in.
Sure.
It's going
sure.
on, what is it now? It's 8 years plus 7. So 15 years of elected office. And you've done what I believed in doing is, when we're younger, we want to change the world. But as I got older, I realized try to make an impact in your own little corner of it.
Yeah.
And you could do a lot on a city council and a school board. And now you want to do more by, you know, becoming a representative, and just because everything you do representing your district, and we talked off the air about this, has an impact statewide.
Yes.
So what are your main talking points? Hopefully education is one.
Mm-hmm.
And you were at a legislative session that we had with state legislators. Lucero was one of them.
Yes.
And Marion O'Neill. And that, and obviously crime, and I'm sure there's others, but what else is at the top of yours?
Well, you said something there that really resonated with me. You talked about getting older and wanting to make an impact in your sphere of influence closer to home. And I think that's something that regardless of where you're at in your life, you should at least want to be able to do that, to make an impact. And that's exactly what has been under attack under the governance of Tim Walz here in this state, is the capacity to make your own choices about your own life, to have an impact in your sphere of influence, to apply your own judgment, and to live your life according to your own values. Tim Walz shut all of that down, quite literally, in 2020. He assumed the role of what the Merriam-Webster Dictionary calls a dictator, that is, a person who is granted absolute power in a state of emergency. And that would be the number one thing that I would want to push back against.
And he not only did that, he basically was a follower of East Coast and West Coast, in the case of California, governors. He did exactly what Cuomo did, and they did in Connecticut and New Jersey. He put people with COVID back in nursing homes.
Yeah.
He's responsible for the deaths of people.
Yes.
And you cannot convince me otherwise. And the fact that this guy is even polling above zero is amazing to me for that reason.
It is. The fact that the Democrats do as well as they do in this state, and certainly that they win elections at all, is amazing when you take into consideration the moral atrocities that they're responsible for. And tyranny is a moral atrocity. Look, you know, the left loves to talk about, the Democrats love to talk about historical injustices. They'll talk about chattel slavery, which happened hundreds of years ago. They'll talk about Jim Crow, which is currently not a problem at all. They take extremely safe positions on settled historical moral conundrums, while ignoring the fact that in the current day, they are advocating for those analogs. They believe that they own your life. They believe that you are their slave in every practical meaning of the term. They get to tell you whether or not you can go to work. They get to tell you whether or not you can send your kid to school. I mean, what higher claim can somebody make over my life without taking it?
Well, and Walter, also, I want to point out, and the thing is, when people start talking about slave or slavery, there's pushback. Because to say, you know, especially, what does that guy know? He's a white guy. You're biracial, right?
That's right.
You know, so you certainly, if you say it, I'm going to accept it, and people should accept it a lot more than if I say it. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
It makes sense rhetorically. It makes sense from a marketing perspective. Let's put it that way. I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever logically.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think people could push back on you the way they would.
Oh, they will.
Oh, they do.
Believe me.
They push. I think they push back on Walter more than anybody else.
Why?
Because they can't.
Because they think I'm their slave. Because they think I need to think like them.
He doesn't engage in right think.
That's right. I'm deviating. I'm off the plantation. So you got to round me back up. That's what they think. And so. No, look, this is one of the top frustrations of mine, as you can tell. And I don't know what other way to put it, but white folks, you need to get on board. Like, you need to be side by side defending yourselves against this nonsense. You have to. It can't just be me. It can't just be the handful of other biracial or black guys who lean conservative, lean Republican in the state. It's got to be a united front. We can't care anymore whether or not they think we're racist or homophobe or transphobe or whatever bigoted line they want to roll with. Their opinions don't matter. The truth matters. And so you speak it clearly and forcefully, and you stand up with the conviction and the confidence that you're right because you are.
Whatever happened with 1130, we're talking off the air about that. You did it for 3 years. I enjoyed it when I would listen at night, and I did know I was listening to AM 1130. I mentioned CCO. But did you decide, or was it their decision? Because you did a nighttime show.
You mean to end it?
To end it, yeah.
Yeah, so it was my decision because for 3 years, my daily routine was I would get up at somewhere between 5 and 7 in the morning, work for 10, 12 hours a day.
And then do that.
And then do the radio show until 10, 11 o'clock at night, and then just rinse, wash, repeat 5 days a week.
You need to start doing some podcasting.
Well,
that's the thing to do, because you can do whatever you want.
Right, yeah, no, I dabble. But yeah, it just got to be too much. And the funny thing is, ironically, I imagine that if I had stuck around, they probably would have gotten rid of me anyhow, because they did pare down their talent. And as you know, the industry as a whole has been deviating away from local content.
Well, I don't think they have any local content after their morning show.
Yeah, no, they don't.
You know, one of the reasons I was excited when Walter announced, because he's been my city councilor for several years now. When you went through what we went through the last couple of years with Walls and his COVID lockdowns, and there was a point where, I mean, everything was shut down. I represented a lot of businesses that were shut down. I was taking the calls. It was desperate at some points. And I can remember this was about April or May, April of 2020. And this didn't seem like either the House or the Senate Republicans were really kind of doing anything to try to put a stop to it. And, you know, they had opportunities. You know, the House could have withheld votes for a bonding bill. The Senate could have withheld a bonding bill. The Senate could have called a vote on Jan Malcolm. So there was a push about April of 2020 from some city councils in Minnesota to basically put on record that they were going to direct their local law enforcement not to enforce the governor's orders. And it was kind of a shot across the bow, like, you can keep doing this and extend it every 30 days, but we're not going to, you know, you're not going to have our help. You're not going to use our police force or our sheriffs to try to enforce your orders. And there was about three or four cities that had already passed it. And Walter tried to get that same resolution through the Albertville City Council. And I can remember it because I had reached out and said, hey, what do you think about doing this? He said, yeah, let's do it. And I had a few of my local businesses that were clients that had wanted it and were out trying to get people to be at the meeting. And there were people talking about it. And he was the only voice for that. The rest, everybody else said that we're worried about losing our bonding bill, so we don't want to want to ruffle feathers. That's courage to me.
You're a council member. You're not the mayor, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so with that – it was one of the only times that I was the one person voting against in a scenario. And that doesn't typically happen on city councils, as you're well aware, Bob. Municipal boards tend to vote in
consensus.
Alignment, yeah. And consensus. And it's funny because staff is horrified at the prospect of disunity and one or two people voting the other direction. I think it's fine. I think it's great. You should.
Well, you're elected to vote with your conscience as long as you vote within the parameters of the law.
Exactly. And so, the pushback against that was twofold. One, that it wouldn't be practical because we lack the authority. I'm not the governor. The city council doesn't have the authority to affect statute. And then secondarily, politically, well, you don't want to tick off the governor because, you know, we've got goodies that we want in bonding bills. And, you know, that could end up getting put to the bottom of the list because we had the audacity to push back and actually stand up for our residents' rights. Personally, I think it's more important to be free than to get cash for a wastewater treatment plant, but I stood alone on that. So,
all right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, I want to read to you one of our governor's tweets, which makes no sense to me, because he's standing up for Ukraine, which does make sense, but what he plans on doing, I want to know if either one of you know how it applies to the state of Minnesota. So we'll take a quick break and be right back.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust.
Thank you so much for voting Bradshaw and Bryant top law firm in the best of Central Minnesota. I'm honestly not 100% sure that we deserve it, considering that the court shutdown during the pandemic cut off paths to justice. Quarantine made it difficult to see people, and I frankly never expected to have people working from home. But we did forge ahead by using Zoom, adding staff to increase contacts, and most of all, utilizing court time to meet with so many of you in our office. I want to thank everyone that has turned to us for help despite these challenges. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. We hope you and your loved ones enjoy the holiday season and have a happy, healthy, and safe new year.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
This is Bob Sansevier, host of The BS Show, and I have known Ed Cohen and Mike Friedberg for many, many years. They're both great guys. They also are the owners of Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System. They are the only people you should go to, the go-to people, if you or someone you know has had a DUI. They will get them back on the road safely and seamlessly. Mike and Ed are attorneys. They used to be attorneys that would help you if you got a DUI. Now they're there to help you once you get that DUI and to get you back on the road. They helped craft the ignition interlock laws for the state of Minnesota. You call Mike and Ed or one of their staff and they could run you through the process, give you a template of what to expect if you get a DUI. They will lay it all out for you, everything from hiring an attorney to what you will need to expect. They also, if you get a DUI, they will come to you. They have a mobile unit that will come to you to install the ignition interlock. There is a great deal of stress. If you get a DUI, they could help relieve some of that stress. Go to smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. That's 952-224-7050. We are back with Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone and Walter Hudson, Albertville City Council, running now for the State House. My rep, Jeff's rep, and let me ask you this. Are you running? Is anyone else running as a Republican? You are a Republican.
So I'm seeking the endorsement from the Republican Party. I do have an opponent, yes.
Who's, well, let's not mention their name. But, I mean, I would say you're a shoo-in.
Well, that's precisely the attitude I need to avoid because it doesn't make for a very effective
Well, I will
campaign.
Say this. When I ran again I set a record for votes in Orono for city council, and a lot of it had to do with, you know, name recognition and KQ. But when I ran again for the school board, I was like, that's all I got. I mean, I got elected.
Sure.
But I didn't do any signage. I did nothing like, and it was a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to make sure that when I ran for city council, I was knocking on doors and doing all of that. And by the way, I have about 1,000 feet of property on County Road 33, a well-traveled road. So when you get your signs in a few months, you're welcome to put one out there.
Very much appreciated.
And, but I want to ask you about, because Jeff mentioned you put a bio out there. But before we do that, This is what Governor Walz put out the other day. Our state does not condone the violence Russia is inflicting on Ukraine. Really? That was me putting that in. That's why I signed an executive order directing Minnesota state agencies to not do business with Russian entities. What Russian entity did we possibly do business with? Was there a mail-order bride company that the state endorsed? I mean, what did we do with Russian entities?
Based upon how some of their tech projects have turned out, I'm guessing maybe we outsourced some coding or something along those lines.
Well, or some catering for Moscow on the Hill or something like that.
Here was my thought. How does he guarantee we don't get any of the oil that comes out of Russia?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he can't. It's an absurd thing. He's just trying to grandstand.
This is more, and this is happening with Democrats nationwide, you know, up to Biden, too. They are facing a 100-year reckoning. I mean, we Republicans have been saying for years about how they were borderline socialist or they were socialist or communist, and no one in the middle ever believed us. And then COVID happened, and the way they've behaved in the last 2 years, I mean, it has been completely totalitarian, like Walter said. They've acted like dictators with they're running around with these emergency powers, and it's not and it's and you know and you know people losing their jobs because they didn't want to get a vaccine. You know, it's just been insane. Well, and I think that they're trying to change the they're throwing spaghetti at the wall and trying to get any issue that would possibly stick. So they're back to the Republicans are colluding with the Russians again.
There is a brilliance to the Democrats, and it's this: there was not a Democrat that endorsed the Emancipation Proclamation. How did they, I know how they did, but at some point they turned the tide and suddenly they were looking out for minorities and the Republicans were not,
they've
were
changed
bad people.
They've changed the script. I mean, Walter mentioned before about slavery and Jim Crow. Well, which party was behind that? It was the Democrats. They've had this narrative.
But the Republicans can't change the script that's out there for
they
them.
They just keep hammering on this narrative and they get to write the history books. And they've had this idea that somehow in this, you know, as the South became more Republican, somehow that it somehow flipped. But to me, it's never really has. They've just changed the way that they enslave people.
Now, Walter, I want to ask you two things that I always give as a test to know if people are on a good page, not necessarily the same page as me. Funniest movie ever made.
Ooh, Blazing Saddles.
That's very acceptable. Anything that you had said with, like, Carrot Top, we'd have a problem. Or Pauly Shore. And the other question, and this is much more, you're a sports fan? You're a Vikings fan?
I'm not a big sports guy.
Okay. Then you don't care if they keep Kirk Cousins or not.
Well, so I guess for the little bit that I understand, they probably shouldn't, I'm going to say.
He's a winner. Good call.
I know just enough to know that losing's bad, so.
Yeah. All right. Now, Jeff had mentioned off the air that you put out some sort of bio. Was it on social media?
Yeah.
So what is it that you want people to know about you? I have no idea what you do, what your business or your day life is.
Well, the story that I put out on social media was mostly about my dad and how it is that we came to live in Minnesota, because I was born in Detroit, and that's where he grew up. And he grew up in a neighborhood where, and I think this is pretty common amongst lower class neighborhoods, where there was every effort to keep you in there, right? Like anybody who aspires to get out, anybody who has highfalutin notions that they're going to make a better life for themselves, everyone around them is trying to drag them down because they don't want to feel bad for not having that ambition, right? And that was certainly the case with my dad. But he didn't care. He persevered. He believed that if he worked harder and took risks and made some moves that he could make a better life for himself. And so he did exactly that. You know, there were a couple of years during our early childhood where we didn't see him because he worked overnight and he went to school in the afternoon and he slept during the day. But that eventually paid off and he was able to claw his way up from airline stock clerk to an airplane mechanic for Northwest, which became Delta. Yep. And of course, their hub was right here in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And so that afforded us the opportunity to move here. And for me, you know, the joke I put out there is that when I got off the plane, it was kind of like Dorothy opening the door into Oz. Because Detroit is as close as you're going to get to living in black and white. It's dark, it's dank, it's flat, it's overcast. And of course, as a kid, you don't care where you're at. You don't know any better. But to actually see the green rolling hills and the big blue sky in Minnesota, it was like Munchkin land. You know, it was this glorious land.
I just have to interject because I know exactly. You just described Camden, New Jersey. It was like driving in down the 1313 Mockingbird Lane, if you know what that is. That's where the Munsters lived.
Okay, sure.
You know,
sure.
And I said it at the time, and I still say it, there was not a tree to be found. You know, everything was dead. Yeah. It was it's the most depressing city, also where you'll find Campbell's soup. But I digress. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know exactly what you're describing.
And so, you know, growing up, I had a very distinct sense, and I, you know, as a kid, you don't know how to articulate these things, but I had a distinct sense that I was blessed and that I owed that not just to my dad, but to the nation in which I lived. And I grew up in what I firmly believe was the most colorblind generation that we've seen in the United States. And things have gotten worse since then. You know, when I was growing up, nobody cared who my dad was or why my skin was colored the way that it was. It was irrelevant to what I could achieve. Nobody was going to tell me that I couldn't earn whatever on merit. And that's all changed. Now I have to worry about my kids being taught to feel shame for some portion of their heritage. And things that we used to call opportunity are now defamed as privilege, something that you need to apologize for. All of that needs to change. We need to go back to a nation that truly judges kids by the content of their character, and where you can feel free to achieve on merit without boost or ballast. And that's what I hope to achieve in the state house.
Now, Jeff, I don't know his age. Do you?
I don't, actually.
You could be anywhere from late 20s to maybe, in no way you're in your early 40s. I mean, because you look really young.
He's younger than us.
I appreciate that.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 43 going on 44.
Never would I guess that. Honest to God. Yeah. Look at that. It's smooth as a baby's skin. You look so much younger.
The downside of that, though, is that I've looked 43 since I was 17. So I'm just kind of.
Worse than that. I've looked like this since I was in probably my 20s. At the age of 35, my wife and I, we did foster care. We're in a shop for, you know, women's clothing, and our foster daughter was 13. My wife was 20. I'm 10 years older, so she was 25 or 26. And I'm sitting there, and a woman goes, "Can I help you?" "No, I'm just waiting for those two." "Well, I'll let your wife and, or your, excuse me, not my wife. I'll let your daughter and granddaughter know that you're waiting for them." I was 35.
Wow.
So I got you both beat. I walk around with this get up, and thanks to my COVID weight gain, I get confused for being the governor.
That is the worst.
I had a Korean War veteran at the Albertville gas station almost jack me because he thought I was Walls, and I had to explain to him. Because, you know, at that point, we had to wear masks and
garbage. Well, he's completely gray now.
Yeah.
He does not look good.
Well, you mentioned his Twitter account before. We got to mention about his and we were talking about, you know, the lockdowns before. Mr. Tone Deaf, you know, he loves to virtue signal on his Twitter account and be grandpa to everybody in the state. But he wished Tina Smith a happy birthday this weekend, was pointing out that she's a donut connoisseur, and put up a picture, I think it was from the 2018 campaign, of the two of them with a box of donuts in front of a bakery sign. And I think it was Scott Jensen, actually, that tweeted back and informed everybody that he's putting up a picture of a bakery that closed because of his COVID lockdowns. Yeah.
All right, now, Walter, the time is flying here. So how can people find out more about you? I know you have a website, but give people information or if they want to reach out to you.
HudsonForMN.com is the website, and there's contact information there and the ability to contribute. I want to send the signal to the other side and to the establishment that we're serious, and contributions are the best way to do that. Otherwise, folks can sign up to volunteer or send me a message, and I'll get back to them as soon as I can.
Greatly appreciate that. Walter Hudson, you don't have to be in his district to be supportive of him. So check out Hudson4MN.com. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at bialkelaw.com, BIALKELaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Sabre Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to SaberHeating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues whether again it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
This is Bob Sansevier, host of the BS Show, and I want to tell you about a nonprofit that I'm very heavily involved in. I'm on the board, and I also help create it. One of the missions very important to me is that the Enchanted Hollow Foundation offers scholarships to kids whose families might have a tougher time affording lessons and horse camps, and also it offers scholarships to children and adults with special needs. So if you'd like more information or you'd like to maybe make a donation, go to enchantedhollow.org, and then there's a button at the top for the Enchanted Hollow Foundation. It will provide more information. This segment brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant.
In Pennsylvania, a teenage girl that was about to turn 18 was driving her brand new car home when she looked down to check a text message and struck a tree, killing herself and injuring a friend in the car. The average message takes 4.6 seconds to create. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant. Please don't drive while intoxicated or allow your friends and family to do so. No text message or phone call is worth dying for.
Find Mike Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Mike Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
We are joined by Dave Bialke from Bialke Law, BIALKELaw.com. Besides being the best workers' comp attorney you will find anywhere, Dave is a huge fan, huge sports fan, Vikings and Twins particularly. And now, Dave, you've obviously, like many other baseball fans, I'm sure you're resigned to the fact it could be a long time coming before you see a Twins game.
It could be. I mean, well, I think they're 2 weeks that canceled right now.
At least.
It's just going to keep chipping off from there. And, you know, I'd be surprised if we're seeing any baseball before, you know, the middle of May.
At least. I'm thinking even June 1st. Now, the NFL season never ends. They just had this scouting combine. And the big news with the Vikings is, what are they going to do? They're like 16 to 18 million over the cap. And one way to become compliant is to redo Daniil Hunter's deal. And that really wouldn't be that tough, because he's due an $18 million roster bonus. Takes effect on March 20th. So his cap number is $26.1 million, but they can save over $13 million if they restructure his deal and make the roster bonus a signing bonus. So first of all, people have been talking, do they trade him? I would not trade Daniil Hunter, because he's not injury prone. He's had two bad injuries, but it's not the same type of thing. And when you get the number of sacks he has had in his career, that's not a guy who gets injured a lot.
Yeah, he's had two injuries. They just both lingered for quite a while. And the one is, and these are real injuries. That neck thing, I mean, that was he had a herniated disc in his neck. That's the type of things that happen to my clients. You know, that's a real injury, and it causes problems down. Typically, it's not as much the neck soreness, it's the ridiculous symptoms into your shoulder and down your arm. And it's obvious someone who's playing at that level, if they don't have complete use of their arms, especially the strength, you know, that you would expect at that level of what he does. The injury made a lot of sense to me that it happened. He had his surgery and came back, and then he had some problems again last year. Well, I'm not sure if I'd say he's injury prone. I just think at this point he's had two significant injuries.
Well, you would be a good one to ask this of. The pectoral injury, was that related, you think? Because he didn't have a neck injury again. It was a pec injury. Could that be related? Because you mentioned it could go down your arm. Is that possible that they were related?
That comes from a different area of your back. That comes from your thoracic area.
Okay, so they're not related, and which would even lend more to the fact he's not injury prone. But well, where are you on that? I would keep him. What would you do with him?
Geez, that's a tough call. Because even if you know, he performs well when he's there, if he's not performing, it's just money, just completely being wasted. But these are real injuries. So, you know, he's going to have a bad string of luck. It's kind of like Dalvin Cook when he gets injured. People call him injury prone. Well, you know, his injuries have been, he had a torn knee, meniscus. And so, I mean, these are real injuries. it happens in a violent game like football. So
yeah.
These things do happen. So I guess I'd be more of the camp right now that he's had a couple of bad luck here that these happened. I'd like to see him around when he's there performing. I mean, he started out slow last year, but he had been, I think he was just having to dust off the rust. But he started out slow last year, but when he started performing, there's nobody that is out there right now with maybe, I mean, as an edge rusher, I'm not sure if I think there's anyone as good as him.
Well, the one problem, though, is can he be converted to a 3-4 linebacker, an outside mm-hmm. linebacker, like what Lawrence Taylor played, basically a stand-up defensive end, because he still would have responsibilities then in pass coverage. And that's what they have to decide. Can he play outside linebacker if they're going to a 3-4?
He's lightning fast for his size. I mean, so if there's anyone that I think would have a chance of taking that that role, I think it would be him. He's a lot faster than Anthony Barr.
Yes. Well, I think they should keep him around because I do think that he is a heck of a player. The big cap issue, though, remains Kirk Cousins, and they may try to restructure many players' contracts just to address him because I think it would be an enormous mistake to give him another new deal that just kicks the huge salary cap hit down the road and he'll have to address in a few years. If you're going to keep him, which I wouldn't, then I think you just bite the bullet on the $40 million cap hit and get him in this year, get what you can, and get rid of him.
Yeah, I think that's what you do because, I mean, you're talking about, you know, not keeping him. Well, our options, there's just no good options out there. I think Spielman has backed us into a corner. There's just no good options. We cut him, we take a huge hit. The only thing is if we could somehow get another team interested in taking over a huge amount of that contract, and I just don't see another team doing it.
Well, you're going to have to take some of the contract if you're the Vikings. But the best thing that could happen to the Vikings, I believe, is that Aaron Rodgers decides he wants to stay in Green Bay, and then you've got Denver scrambling to get a quarterback. And George Patton, the former assistant to Spielman, who presumably was on board with getting Cousins and helped negotiate and, you know, was behind giving him an extension again, or one of the people that really was pushing for it, maybe he wants him and he could have him. I'd take Teddy for mm-hmm. as a stopgap. Teddy Bridgewater, get him back for a year until you figure out what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just, yeah, you don't want to use the word lost season, but use it as a rebuild season, which I think there's reality there. So I don't think we can realistically be competitive this year.
No.
I think it is going to have to rebuild and hopefully go to 2023.
Well, if they get a better pick right now, they're at 12, and they could get a better pick if they deal with Denver. They could want this Malik Willis. I'm a huge fan of his, just off of not as much the scouting combine, which his stock rose because he threw very well. He's got all the attributes, except the knock on him was he's not accurate. That's the same knock on Josh Allen, and it's worked out good for him. But there was video of him, and he didn't know it was happening, helping a homeless person gather their belongings off the street. I mean, unprompted by himself, somebody was across the street in a restaurant that saw what he was doing and videotaped it. I mean, that's the kind. He's a class guy, and that you want a guy like that, because that, to me, that small thing also shows that this guy's a leader and a winner because he took the initiative to do this. So I'm a big fan of his.
I didn't hear about that. That's a big deal, because that's the big rap that I'm fully behind on Cousins, is he's not a leader.
Yeah.
He's not a leader, and you need a quarterback that's a leader.
Absolutely, because leaders are winners, and guys like Cousins just aren't. Now, I wanted to ask you about your other expertise, which is workers' comp, and it's something that people need to be aware of, and the term QRC is something you had mentioned, and explain to people what basically the template they should follow when they have an injury.
Someone who called me, the parents are very concerned about their son took a bad fall off a roof. It just happened a week ago.
Okay.
And he's in tough shape. He's in the hospital right now. And the insurance company assigns a QRC. It stands for Qualified Rehabilitation Consultant. It's someone who goes to doctor appointments with you, communicates with the doctor, and then is basically the quarterback on the return to work efforts. It's a very big part of your claim. It's entirely paid by the insurance company. And the law says absolutely you get the QRC of your own choosing. And there's a very short period of time after the insurance company assigns one that we can switch to a QRC of our choosing. And one of our choosing is someone that I know that I used over the years and I trust will be in my client's corner when push comes to shove. The insurance company QRCs, they market to insurance companies. So push comes to shove, they start throwing the injured worker under the bus. They start harassing the doctors to get them get restrictions lifted, to get them back to work quicker, and the doctors don't like them. And so it overall is a bad situation for the client, for the injured worker. In this case, the insurance company had a QRC, and I said, they're nervous about having an attorney involved. I said, that's fine. I get that. You know, you don't want to immediately have an attorney involved. They said their employer feels badly about this, which they should. But they're going to use this insurance QRC. It's a very difficult thing for me to tell them. You're going to regret this down the road, but I had to do what I did. And I don't think they were happy about hearing that, but they're going to regret down the road. They're going to not like this person. They're going to say, why is she doing this? Well, you know, you had your chance to now we can't switch to another QRC. We're stuck with that QRC down the road. So it's very important. Even if you don't want to have an attorney involved, just call me. I'll get you involved with a QRC that I work with. So they don't even know I'm involved. They just, you say you just got this name from a friend, which is true. I mean, I assume that they consider me a friend. And then no questions asked. The law does not even allow questions to be asked.
Well, the most important thing out of this is it's important to call you and find out your options. And then BialkeLaw.com, BIALKELaw.com. And you're going to share a number. But before you do, if I call you, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. Because my family, my wife, you know, that's how we first met. She used you for a claim that she had years and years ago. And it wouldn't make sense to get in touch with you and then ignore what the advice you give. This is what you do. And also the phone call
is
free.
Baffling. Yeah, it is a little baffling. The one thing I do understand is, you know, that you don't necessarily want an attorney involved, and I get that, but nobody needs to know that you made the call to me and you got some information.
Yeah. And to make that call, you're going to share a number for people.
Call me at 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410.
Dave Bialke from Bialke Law, greatly appreciate it. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. Going to talk a little bit about WNBA star Brittany Griner and the mess she put herself in being in jail now in Russia. Hey, this is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you again about my go-to theater, St. Michael Cinema. You've got the great popcorn. You got real butter. They have live music. They have great movies playing at all times. They have a bar. They have a restaurant. Everything you want, they have. And Shelley Schnell, the manager over at St. Michael Cinema, is going to tell you about something new they have, a new app that makes it easier to know what's going on there.
Thanks, Bob. We are so excited to release the first version of the St. Michael Cinema 15 app. It is available on Google Play or on the App Store. It's going to allow you to buy movie tickets right now and then sign up for the newsletter. Our next phase is going to be loyalty getting added to the app. Phase after that is going to be pre-ordering food and beverage or ordering it directly in the auditorium. Super excited. Download your app today.
Thanks so much for that, Shelley. And again, St. Michael Cinema right off of Interstate 94.
Paying too much for healthcare and supporting services you don't believe in? Solidarity HealthShare has prices that are 60% less than the nation's average cost of healthcare. Join the nation's leading healthcare sharing ministry, built by people of faith for people of faith. Saving money through ethical and affordable healthcare. Call now to see how much you can save. 866-977-5821. That's 866-977-5821.
If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com/the BS show and you will get information for 20% off an ignition interlock system. Again, smartstartmn.com/the BS show. I've been telling BS Show listeners about Bradshaw and Bryant for years and about how they always are seeking justice for the injured at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Bradshaw and Bryant also has attorneys who defend people against misdemeanor and felony criminal charges, and that includes drunk driving arrests. Bradshaw and Bryant seeks justice for everyone, and you can find out more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Welcome back to the BS Show. This is Bob Sansevier, and this segment is brought to you by all auto glass. I used them recently. They replace windows on my car and truck. They have mobile service. They have up-to-date technology. They will calibrate vehicles that require it. Great cash prices if you don't have insurance, and a lifetime warranty on their replacements as long as you own your car. They work with all insurance companies, cover the entire Twin Cities metro area, and use quality products and workmanship. Check them out at allauto.com. That's allauto.com. Did you hear what happened to WNBA star Brittany Griner? It's a sad story, and it's not a good one for her. She plays, like many WNBA players do, overseas. She played for a Russian team, and many others do as well. Well, when this Russia-Ukraine battle was amping up before it had happened, and this is last month in February, Brittany Griner tried going to the airport to leave Russia, and they had to put her bags through, and they checked her bags, and here's where it really gets bad for Brittany. She was detained after the Russian Federal Customs Service officials there searched her luggage, saying they found vape cartridges containing hashish oil, and they arrested her. This is about 3 weeks ago. She was arrested, and she's still in a Russian jail. And it's not going to be easy to get her out of that jail, particularly with the one person who could say, yep, let her go, being Vladimir Putin. And he's upset with the U.S. and the rest of the world because of all the sanctions that are going on. And I hope it works out, and I hope Brittany Griner finds a way, or the U.S. government finds a way, to get her out of a Russian jail or prison. Here's the problem, though. You are in another country. You need to follow the rules and laws of that other country. What would make her think that she can get onto a plane by having vapes or vape cartridges and oil, hashish oil, in her vape cartridges? It was a bad, bad mistake on her part. I don't know if it's entitlement, but a lot of athletes feel they can get away with anything. And now she's paying, or potentially could pay, an incredibly severe price. The price could be up to 10 years in prison, because that's how seriously Russia takes these things. And they're not going to take it lightly at all, or just give her a pass, because of everything going on in the world today. And so it's a lesson for all of us. When I go to another country, or even another state, I am very careful to obey their laws, and I'm sure that most of the listeners are that way as well. I hope this works out for Brittany Griner, but she did something that was foolish by packing her vape cartridges and the hashish oil in her luggage. All she had to do is throw them out and then get them, buy new ones wherever she was going, but she didn't do that, and now there's a consequence to pay. Again, I hope it works out and she gets home, because it's a foolish thing to be put in jail for, but it's a foolish thing she did. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. This segment brought to you by Arco Exteriors. Arco offers free consultations that can be contact-free. They provide knowledge and value by looking over the entire roofing system to make certain it's in great condition, and they will walk you through the entire insurance process. Arco Exteriors will handle everything on the outside of the house, including roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and decks. They cover the entire Twin Cities metro area. For more information, go to arcoexteriors.com. ArkoExteriors.com. And now, here's Psychic Ruth Lorden.
At the level of psychic, spiritual, mediumistic work I do, I'm often truly the canary in the coal mine. And this is what has occurred in the last few days. I have had no shows, cancellations, buyer's remorse. It's never about the reading or wanting one. It's always about the money. Everything when people cancel, it is about the money. Well, 98%. And people are worrying about the money. Coming to see me is a discretionary use of money, and people are subconsciously believing they need to save that money. It would behoove business people to get serious deposits right now, non-refundable, and it would be wonderful if people think twice about saving and not living so close to the edge that a small increase in gas prices, food prices, 7%, 10%, whatever, sends you into a panic mode. This is relevant. The bad side, the worst side, will be the thefts, the identity thefts, etc. I'm getting more email scams, especially now since the internet is cut off from foreign people. Be careful.
If you'd like to set up a reading with Ruth, go to ruthlordan.com, Ruth, L-O-R-D-A-N.com. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and our radio partners, WDSM in Duluth, WNMT in Hibbing, WBHR in St. Cloud, and KWOA AMFM in Worthington. Enjoy what's left of the day, and we'll talk to you later.